His name is Eric Curran, who we've had in the Freak Nation many, many times. Your winner last weekend from Detroit, the IMSA Sports Car Challenge or Sports Car Championship, joining the Freaks. And so many things that came out of that win, Eric, for you and your co-driver, Nasser, that one thing that some folks might have been overlooking if they weren't familiar with this is the pressure that's put on Cadillac to win this G-Damn thing, because you haven't lost a sports car race there in, what, 11, 12 years?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, first off, thanks for having me on again. Love being on the show. But, yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable that, you know, in GM's backyard, whether it be, you know, on the Cadillac side or the Corvette side, that a GM product had literally won the Detroit Grand Prix every year for as long as I can remember. I've been fortunate enough to be part of at least two of those wins, but between Cadillac and Corvettes, it's been unbelievable. So, yeah, we just got to keep the streak alive. It wasn't easy this past weekend, but we pulled it off again.
You know, if I didn't know any better, Eric, I would say it's rigged. How in the hell? Because look, you got GM all. I mean, it's overlooking the whole Michigan area. It's like, come on, it might be some conspiracy theories going on.
It's unbelievable. I think that we had the odds are stacked against us, I would say, to not win that one. I mean, you know, to be honest, the Penske boys were super strong with their program, and they just keep getting faster and faster. And just the way that the cars and the way that the cars are making speed right now, we didn't have the fastest car. Cadillac wasn't the fastest brand at Detroit Grand Prix, but hats off to our strategy. If you watch the race, man, we killed it in the way that we double stinted our tires, which is unusual. So our Continentals, we went two stints on, which was a tricky thing to do, but and then just the timing of when to pit, when to get through traffic, when to do the driver change. I mean, you know, really hats off to the Action Express guys, my whole team on the 31 side, and then Tim Keen on the pit box making the strategy. Just amazing to pull it off and get around those Penske guys and get back to the front and then be able to hold it to the end.
Well, double stinting, triple stinting, whatever, with tires is one thing on a road course. But then when it comes to a street circuit where the pavement is just, well, for lack of a better word, crap, I mean, that's really telling for the brand of Continental.
Yeah, there's no question. It was an interesting scenario because the temperature and the weather over the weekend was fairly cool. So what was happening is the Continental tires were taking a while to get up to temperature. So the scenario is, when you go out on new Continental tires, on new slicks, I mean, you're basically sliding around for three or four laps before you really get the Continentals up to temperature and before you really get the grip out of them. So essentially what we did by double stinting them was we eliminated that kind of three or four laps of sliding around and waiting for temperature to come up on the tires. And, oftentimes you're two or three or more seconds slower each lap for the first three or four laps on the new tires. So by keeping the tires on, they're already warm, they're already hot. You just go out of pit lane and you're just on it right away. The downside of that is on the backside of the stint, towards the end of the race, you know, you just don't have fresh tires. You're starting to lose grip at the end. But interestingly enough, because the temperatures are so cool, the tires didn't really overheat. So it kind of played to our favor, and we picked up on it early in the weekend. And it was obviously the strategy that paid off. I mean, it was interesting because we did just the opposite at Long Beach, and it really hurt us. And we learned from that, and our teammates didn't, I don't think, but it obviously worked out for us perfectly.
Eric, we can talk about tires and double stinting on a street circuit, but on street courses like Detroit, we don't seem to have flowing curves like a road course. How difficult is it to get a wide prototype around those tight turns?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Detroit Grand Prix, it's a phenomenal venue. It's an amazing event, but it's such a challenging racetrack. Especially on, like, the opening part of the race where everybody's just scrambling for position and, you know, there's a good amount of contact between cars. You know, there's some contact with the walls. I mean, it's on-the-edge racing. It's definitely much more demanding and physical than your average, you know, sports car course. I mean, it's super bumpy. There's no room for error. Everybody's juggling for positions. The car's sliding all over the place. I mean, you know, it's just quite the challenge. You saw, you know, a good amount of, scrapes and bumps and bruises against the walls and just, you know, because it's so hard to pass. You're just making riskier moves than you normally would on a regular sports car track. So I love the place. I love Detroit. Obviously, part of it for me is that I've always done well there, so that makes it fun. But super challenging, super aggressive, and just a blast of a track to drive. Just the whole venue, all the support by all the folks at GM and Cadillac. It's I love it.
And Eric, you gave the Fountain a little bit of a test run. Of course, the day before, Ryan Hunter Ray gave it another test run. What's it? What is it with you guys jumping in the Fountain? Was it that hot and humid and gross?
You know, after you've been sweating like crazy in the race car and in our wheeling Cadillac, and then you get covered in champagne by everybody around, that it was a perfect temperature to say, hey, let's jump in that Fountain. But, of course, you know, anytime you're daring a race car driver to do something, chances are we're probably going to do it. So there we are. We my buddy and teammate Felipe Nasser and I just jumped in the Fountain and made for some amazing pictures. But, what's up, Ryan? He just copied what we did. So, But great pictures and made for a lot of fun. I don't know about our crew guys having to clean and deal with our driver suits after that weekend, but for us it was good fun.
Well, that's where I was going with it, Eric Curran. Of course, your winner from last weekend's Belle Isle IMSA Sports Car Championship, joining the Freaks. Was it that you just, you know, you had to get rid of some stink in your drawers? I mean, was that, I mean, I know it's almost 2 hour race.
Are you saying cleansing?
Yeah, man. Because listen, you've been around some stinky ass fire suits like us before. And it's like, man, if I could just find water to jump in, that's the first thing I'm going to do, you bastard.
Yeah, now we just need a Fountain after every race. Kind of clean ourselves up a little bit. Absolutely. That's like the common question is, when do you go to the bathroom when you're in the race car? Well, there you go.
When there's a Fountain at the
when
end.
There's right before the driver change. That's got to be when it is.
That's right. Good for a cleanup afterwards. No, that was good fun. It was funny, though, because we then had to scramble and run back and catch our flights right after. So we were soaked, but... It was it's a perfect setting. They moved the podium over to the Fountain this year at the Detroit Grand Prix. So, I mean, hey, look it. The Fountain's right there. Everybody's daring us to do it. Why not, right?
Eric, IndyCar does the double in Detroit, and drivers talk about how they're just worn out after that second race. Is this something you'd like to see IMSA do from time to time, or are you good with the 6, 12, and 24-hour races for a sports car championship?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, ultimately, I'd love to see more races in a season. I think 10 races is a little bit short. I mean, for just doing one series like IMSA. But, I mean, if there was a way to do a double race weekend, I'd be all about it. I mean, it's fun what IndyCar does. They do one race on Saturday. They do one on Sunday. I mean, I love that whole concept. It is, you know, super exhausting. I mean, one of the most physical and just mentally exhausting racetracks to drive. It's just, you don't get any downtime there at Detroit. It's just, you're turning, you're braking, you're shifting, like you can't even take a sip of water. It's just a very physical and demanding racetrack. But, you know, I mean, obviously, those guys are doing it, two races in a weekend, so why not? Why can't we do it? Yeah, I'm all for it.
I like how you say it's fun. Those guys have fun doing two races in one weekend. Meanwhile, their hands are all blistered by the end. They're dying right for a bed and a massage. That's fun.
Dying for a Fountain after the race?
Dying for a Fountain. That's right.
For us, it's a little bit easier just because, obviously, the two drivers as well are running the car. So, yes, you're doing a two-hour race, but you split up the race, so it's really a bit, you know, kind of half the driving. So not quite as rough as the IndyCar guys have it.
You talk about two drivers or four on two teams at Action Express. You have two teams that are capable of winning events and championships. Is there a number one team in that garage?
No, I mean, you know, based on what we proved the last number of years, I mean, it's one team, two cars. So obviously we're competing against each other on the track, but behind the scenes, under the garages, in the tent, it's all just one big team, one big family. So we push each other hard and, you know, rough racing, but at the end of the day, you know, we work well with one another. And if you look back at the history, I mean, I've been with Action Express since 2015. I finished in the top three in the championship 3 years in a row, and pretty much our five-car guys as well. So, whatever team, whether it be the 31 car with the Wheeling Cadillac or the five-car with Mustang Sampling, I mean, ultimately the dream is what we did at Daytona is to finish 1-2, right? So that's ultimately the dream for Action Express. Okay, 1-2 finish it every weekend. Obviously, it can't happen that way, but obviously I'm biased on the Wheeling side because we want to win all the races. But But here it is. You know, it's interesting. Here we are halfway into the season, and we're tied for the lead in the championship with our teammates yet again. This is, a lot of people have seen this year over year. So pretty awesome stuff. But our equipment's just the same as our sister car. So anybody can win it. So, you know, it's a pat on the back either way.
But not anybody can have their birthday in British Columbia. Happy birthday, by the way. What a weekend you're having
right
now.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of nice to get away and not talk about cars for one weekend.
Oops. And then we spoiled it.
And here we are talking about race cars.
Yeah,
damn it.
No, it's all good. It's nice to take a couple days off, especially on my birthday.
Yes.
When was the last birthday that you don't remember because you were so hammered, Eric?
it's been a lot of years, but good. There have been a few of those. Especially in my early 20s, it seems like there was a few birthdays a lot like that.
Does anybody remember their 21st? No.
Right. Exactly, right?
All right.
I've gotten a little better in my old age, a little wiser.
I know that. I decided to have a child, so it's all good.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
That Wheeland Cadillac, of course, your winner last weekend at Detroit IMSA Sports Car Championship, running on those Continental tires. And I believe we have an autographed hat from you and your co-driver, Mr. Nasser, Felipe yep. Nasser, as we like to call him, that will be given away here tonight. But, dude, thanks for doing this. Again, we know it was your weekend off, but hey, man, every now and then you got to talk a little cars or automobiles on your off weekend.
No, it's all good. I love being on the show. It's great to catch up with you guys. It's a lot of fun.
All right, Holmes. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. All right. Talk to you soon.
Eric Curran taking a big old bath in a big old fountain after his win in Detroit. Couldn't imagine, man, the pressure those cats feel. I mean, you're in the town that helped keep this freaking country on the map. And then this country tried to keep you on the map, and a lot of folks didn't like that, man.
2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little bailout.
Yeah.